Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Harrison?
He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Oh, who was that that picked up the other line then?
This is me.
Oh, okay. It was a lie then. I see. Yeah, this is Roy from CenturyLink. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number next week.
What do you mean you're going to change my phone number?
Well, this phone number you have right now, the 5943, we're changing that to a completely different phone number. Because somebody else wants your phone number.
Tough shit.
What?
I said tough shit.
Well, that's inappropriate. No,
just change people's fucking phone numbers.
Oh, no, that's what we're doing. As of next Wednesday, a week from today, we're going to be changing your phone number. So I'm calling to give you your new phone number.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is December 28th, 2019, even though I probably won't get this released until tomorrow because it's kind of late already. And I blame the sponsors of today's show, Jim Dusky, Economy Lunch, Philia, I Regret Jumping, and Effin' Reality. Those are some of the people that support the show on Patreon or wherever else. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. I have one very extremely important announcement to make before we get started with the calls today. This morning, I blew $290 on Phone Losers and Snowplow Show stickers. So I'm going to need all of you to buy stickers from me so that I can make that money back, because holy shit, $290, what was I thinking? They're going to be really cool stickers though. I posted about them on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers, and a few people have already ordered them. It's three different stickers. One of them is the old round black stickers that I used to do all the time, and I haven't done those in a while. I felt like I needed some more of those, so I made some more of those. And then there's another one. It's like a die-cut sticker of just the PLA logo, so it's in the shape of the PLA bell. There's no writing on it or anything. It's just the logo, and I've never done a die-cut one before, but earlier this year, King Richard, he made his own PLA bell die-cut sticker, and I decided to steal that from King Richard. He's probably going to try and charge me some sort of commission fee or whatever for that. So see, that's another reason you need to buy stickers from me, because King Richard, he's probably going to take a major cut out of this. Fucking King Richard. And then there's a Snowplow Show logo type sticker thing that I don't think I've ever made this one into a sticker. Maybe I have. I can't remember. Not this exact one, though. It's like all yellow and black and stuff. It's also die cut. It's going to look really cool. I can't wait to get it. I got it from 123stickers.com. And they do pretty good work. They're pretty fast about it. And last time I ordered from them, it just took them a few weeks to get them to me. So you should order stickers from me, is what I'm trying to say. PayPal me $5 to show@snowplowshow.com, and I will give you 10 stickers. Make sure you include your address. I'll give you three of each of the new stickers, and then I'll give you some other random sticker, probably the other Snowplow Show sticker that I already have here at the house. So you'll get four different styles of stickers if you send me $5 immediately. If you send me $10, I'll send you, you know, double the amount of stickers. You know how it works, but send $5 to show@snowplowshow.com. Please try to help me make back my $290. If all goes well, I will make that money back, and then I'll still have a bunch of stickers left over to just give to other people. And that's always nice when I can just give stickers away. Thanks in advance. You'll have your sticker, I don't know, probably in a month. I will send them out as soon as I get them in the mail. So don't worry, I'm not going to wait months and months to send them out. You'll have them within a month, hopefully, if all goes well with the sticker company. All right, let's do show things.
Now, you're saying that you're going to take, that you have already taken money from my wife's, our account?
It's the darndest thing.
Come from RDM.
It's the darndest thing.
Okay,
I've never even had anyone talk to me like you are right now. My building, nothing gets done there without communicating with me.
It's the darndest thing. Okay, everybody, listen, we have a problem here. There's a post on the Reddit, on the Phone Loser subreddit, from this guy named Certain Coat. And I hate to break it to everybody, but he has unsubscribed from my podcast because I just don't make people angry enough anymore. So in today's show, I've got to convince this guy, Certain Coat, that I can still make people angry. And don't get me wrong here, I'm not trying to talk shit about Certain Coat. Like, here's his post. He says, I got hundreds of hours of entertainment out of the podcast. I was a big fan, but it feels like it moved away from calls that engender conflict over hilarious antisocial behavior to more novelty calls. Most of the modern calls seem to be attempts to convince someone of something extremely unlikely. I don't know, that focus just doesn't seem like my kind of thing. When someone doesn't really believe the call and the call is just attempting to convince them before they hang up, it isn't very interesting for me. So we've got to win back Certain Coat in today's show. I've got to make some people angry. I think I somewhat agree with him that we haven't had a whole lot of angry shows lately. Mostly just a bunch of surreal and confused people instead of angry people. But there's one thing that can always make people angry, and I think that's what we're going to do today. Today we are going to call people who own tree businesses and tell them that we've changed their phone number. That's like a guaranteed way to make people angry at me, and that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to try to convince Certain Coat that I still got it, and hopefully he'll become a subscriber again. He said down in the comments that he unsubscribed. So let's get to it. Let's call up some tree service people and see if the same thing happens that usually happens.
Tree service.
Hey there. This is Tim Henson from the T-Mobile customer care. I'm calling to let you know we accidentally changed your phone number today. So you're going to have a new phone number.
Nope, I'm not. I'm not with T-Mobile.
Oh, yes, you are. Like, we own the lines. You don't understand how it works.
Huh?
We own the lines that your carrier uses. But we accidentally changed your number today. I just wanted to apologize. Let you know.
If you change my phone number, there's going to be a lawsuit. You can't change my phone number.
Oh, we absolutely can, and we did. It was an accident, and I'm sorry.
So which phone number did you change?
This one that I called, this 347 number.
Oh, no. You are not going to change that phone number.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. That is my business phone number, and I will file a lawsuit against you.
Sir,
to do that.
I'm calling to let you know that it has changed.
Okay, well, this is T-Mobile, so how does my attorney contact you then?
Okay, you're being kind of a dick about it, sir. I'm just calling to give you your new phone number. It was an accident. We didn't mean to change it.
Change it back.
There's no way to change it.
This is either a...
It's basically expired. There's all right, off to a great start today, messing everything up, getting the carriers wrong. It's okay though. I got this.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Tim Henson. I'm with AT&T. I'm calling to let you know we changed your phone number today.
What phone? This one you're calling on?
Yeah. This 3033 number. We were just monkeying around on the computer and it got changed. And transferred to a different customer. So, calling to let you know I'm sorry. And I've got your new phone number here if you want that.
No. You get it right back to 303. It has been that number for 35 fucking years.
Ma'am, there's no reason to curse at me. This was an honest mistake. I didn't mean...
No, you get it back.
Ma'am.
Our customers know this number.
Okay. I already transferred it to another customer.
No, you get it. No, I don't care. You get my number back.
It's a guy, he was setting up a phone line for his teenage daughter. And
I don't care.
So there's going to be a teenage girl answer your old phone number from now on.
And better get my number back to me or I'm suing AT&T.
Ma'am, there's no way to do that. I've already given it to her.
No, you don't monkey around with phone numbers and get my number sent somewhere else, period.
Okay, it was...
This is a business phone number. It has been this business phone number for 35 years. You either fix it or I'm suing AT&T.
But I've already gotten my commission.
No, don't but me. You did this. you fix this.
But I already got my commission for changing, for giving them their
I don't care what you got, dude. So you're going to be giving it to me when I sue you.
Okay, I don't even know how to change it back. I'm not that good with
then
the computers.
Then you shouldn't have known how to do it. So you fix this now.
Man, why are you yelling at me? I don't, like, it's not a big deal. It's just a phone number.
It is a big deal, dude. We've had this phone number for 35 years.
Well, yeah, so it's time.
People know this number as a tree company.
It's time you give it to someone else. Let someone else have a turn
with
it.
No, dude, you fix this or I'm going to, no.
Right, I'm very sorry, ma'am. It was an honest mistake. I was monkeying around.
No, it ain't an honest mistake. You can't give out a number that's already in use, dude.
Oh, no, we can.
No, you can't, because I will sue you.
Okay, look, I didn't
What's your name, dude?
I didn't think I could either, but it turns out I
What's
actually
your name?
Can. My name is Tim Henson.
Tim Henson.
Yes.
H-E-N-S-O-N?
Yep, that's me.
You will be notified by my lawyer.
Oh, you don't have a lawyer. Don't act like you have a lawyer.
Oh, ma'am. Don't tell me that Berg is on call, dude.
Yeah, that name means nothing to me.
That's my lawyer, so you'll be hearing from him.
Okay, ma'am. I don't see why you're being like this. I made an honest mistake. I have your new phone number.
35 years of a phone number. That's the mistake you messed up, dude. Fix it.
Yeah, but people change their numbers all the time.
No! No! No!
They do too.
I paid extra to make sure I had this number when we renewed it, when my father-in-law died. So no, it ain't an honest mistake.
So it's not even your number? It was your father-in-law's?
Like, dude, I've had this number myself for over 10 years now.
See, before you were saying...
Sorry, 15 years. And before that, my father-in-law had it for 35.
I know.
So you either fix this or you'll hear from our lawyer.
Wait,
plain and simple.
Did he actually have it for 35 or did he have it for 20 and you're just combining?
No, he had it for 35. Then we've had it for 14.
Yeah,
so you fix this.
Wait, I thought you said 15.
Dude,
I'm just saying.
You're
like,
pissing me off more than anything. Who the hell do you think you are?
Calling here
telling me you changed our number.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to change it. I'm calling to apologize. Can you just accept my apology?
No, I don't accept the apology. You fix it.
But there's no way to fix it. A teenage girl has your number now.
Fix it now.
Right.
Or is this some stupid prank phone call?
Well, no, it's not a prank phone call. It was just a simple mistake, and I'm very sorry that this happened. But I've got you a better number. It's easier to remember.
No, it ain't.
No, it is. It's like there's no zero. Oh. There's no zeros in it this time. Zeros are the hardest number to remember. Did you know that?
Talk on that number, Peter.
Hello? I heard her whisper.
You are such a lying son of a bitch.
What do you mean? What do you mean, ma'am? She popped back on to tell me I'm a lying son of a bitch right after whispering to her Peter.
Hello?
Okay, we lost her. She's gone. I thought she was going to pick up the phone. I mean, she did pick up the phone a couple times, so I turned on the dial tone, hoping she'd try and dial a number, but no. I guess she checked her caller ID, though, and saw that I was a lying son of a bitch. Here, let me call her right back.
You think you're funny? Go fuck yourself.
Hey, remember that time I tricked you into thinking I changed your phone number?
Go fuck yourself. You're calling from a number that ain't even in service. So that tells me you're nothing but a no-good, rotten scammer that does nothing but live on other people's money. So go fuck yourself.
No, I was just pranking you. It's not a scam. I'm just pranking. That's all. Apparently, I'm calling from nobody's number today, but the last four digits are 6969.
This is Dennis Wallace.
Hey there. This is Tim Henson from Verizon Wireless.
Hey, Tim Henson from Verizon Wireless. Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm trying to tell you that. I accidentally changed your phone number today. This number this 1413 number, we've changed it to a new phone number. So you're going to have a new phone number from now on. I've got your new number here if you'd like that.
Who the fuck are you to be doing that?
Well, I work here in the customer service with Verizon Wireless.
Who the fuck are you to be changing my phone number? I had a number for 15 fucking 20 years. Well, are you joking me?
There's no reason to curse, sir. It was just an accident. I was monkeying around in your account. And I just, you know,
what are you monkeying in my account for?
I'm sorry, what? It's hard to hear you. Your octaves are going up.
My what?
I didn't understand what you just said there.
I said, why are you in my fucking account? Why? What do you mean you changed my phone number? Who the hell are you?
This is Tim Henson. I'm with Verizon Wireless. I just, I didn't mean to change your number. It was a complete mistake. But you've got a new phone number now, and I've got that here if you want it.
Well, what the fuck? What do you mean?
Your phone number, this 1-3 number, it's changed to a new phone number.
Hey, buddy, I've had that freaking phone number for 20 years. All my shit is on that phone number.
Oh well,
so flip it back.
No, you'll still have your contacts and everything. It's not a new phone. It's just a new phone number.
Are you fucking joking me?
No, I wouldn't joke. I wouldn't joke, sir.
Why are you in my account? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, I was.
What are you saying? You're monkeying?
Yeah, I was monkeying around in your account, and I was just trying.
Hey.
What? Sir?
You need to tell him that that's a business account.
Who's that lady in the background? Can you tell her to be quiet, please? She keeps interrupting. Sir? Oh, I think that tipped him off. Man, that guy. I'm kind of glad he figured out it was a prank, though. Or, I mean, I assume he did. Because he wasn't sounding like he was taking it too well. I don't want to have a man crying at me.
Yeah.
You've just been pranked by PrankDial.com. To prank your friends, visit PrankDial.com. It's just a prank. That's what I'm saying.
Fucking dick.
No, I'm sorry. It was just, I thought it seemed funny at the time. And I thought
it'd
be...
Who is this?
Oh, my name's Tim Henson. We went to high school together. It's me, Tim.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember Tim?
Who told you to do this, Tim Henson, dipshit?
I'm glad you think it's funny now. I was starting to feel bad. You sound like you're gonna break down in tears. I wasn't feeling too good about that prank.
No, you shouldn't have. Who told you to do this?
Oh no, I did it. Because we went to high school together, and you're always kind of mean to me.
I was mean to everybody.
I know, but like, so that's why you don't remember me specifically, because you're especially mean to me. So I just wanted to make a prank call to you. I've made my prank call, and now I'll leave you alone forever.
Bye.
All right, bye, honey. So he's rushing to his yearbook now. He's going to flip through it and look for Tim Henson and figure out where Tim Henson lives and probably go kick his ass. But that's okay, because Tim Henson lives in Ohio. We all know that. All right, we're having pretty good luck so far with these. I think Certain Coat is going to be very happy about this whole thing, and he's going to come back. He's going to become a subscriber again. That's my whole goal today. I want to win back Certain Coat as a listener of the show. By the way, I'm using the name Tim Henson today as retaliation against Tim Henson from DistortedView.com. He was talking shit about me on his latest show. Here, listen to this. I'm going to play you a part of his sideshow, and there's nothing he can do about it. This is a clip from one of his paid shows where he's talking about a guy who was making prank calls to a police station repeatedly.
The constable received 4,083 calls to its central demand hub, ranging from crime reports to time-wasting hoax calls. In November this year, there were 58 recorded individual hoax calls, but the actual figure is expected to be much higher. This is because the figure does not account for repeat callers who are known to ring up to 50 times in one evening. Brad Carter. The superintendent said it was only a few months ago that a regular hoax caller was sentenced to 6 months in prison. We're urging people to...
See, can you believe that? Tim's calling me out. I don't know what he's trying to say there. I don't make repeat calls to people. But you know what, Tim? I'm going to use your name for the rest of today's show. This is a double angry show. I'm going to be angry at Tim and use his name in all of my prank calls. And hopefully the people that I call will track Tim down and kick his ass. But also people will be getting angry with me, hopefully. Or, I mean, technically angry at Tim. So, ha! Take that, Tim. I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to accomplish here.
Can I help you?
Oh, hey there. This is Tim from AT&T Wireless. I'm calling to
Yeah, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I'm just calling to let you know we changed your phone number today. This 666 number, you're going to have a new phone number.
Why would I have a new phone number?
Well, it was actually, it's a funny story. It was just a mistake. We didn't mean to change it, but it happened. So we've got to give you a new phone number now.
You got to give me a new phone number?
Correct. Yes. And I've got that right here. I've already changed it for you.
But I'm not AT&T, I'm Verizon.
Correct, yes. But you were originally with AT&T. We own the Lions,
no.
And Verizon was leasing them from us. So we're the ones that changed your phone number. But I already called up Verizon, and I worked it out with them, and they fixed your account, so it works again. It was broken there for a few minutes.
Why? You got to be pulling my leg. Who is this?
No, I wouldn't be pulling your leg, sir. I was just, we're just doing
If I dial this Alton phone number back,
correct,
it's going to answer AT&T.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it definitely will. It's our local, it comes through the local store. I'm in the local store here in Alton, the AT&T.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Tim Henson.
Tim Henson.
Yep.
Okay, let me call your Alton store back and you can answer.
Okay. If that'll make you feel like a big old manly man, whatever.
And we're going to ride back to my... This is Preston.
Oh, hey there. This is Tim from AT&T Wireless.
Hey there.
Hey there. So there's a small problem here with your account. We've accidentally changed your phone number.
My personal phone number?
Well, this 6 number that I just called you on, that's going to be a new phone number.
How did the number get changed?
I was just monkeying around in your account, and I changed it, and then I was trying to change it back, but I accidentally assigned it to somebody else. So somebody else has your old phone number.
Listen to this, Dave.
Sorry, what?
He said that he's calling from AT&T, and that he said that he's messing around with my cell phone account, and he said he changed my phone number.
Hello?
Hello?
Saying, he said AT&T, I've never heard anything like it. He literally said, just saying, wants me to believe that he changed my phone number. He said that he assigned it to somebody else. I can't look up the number because I'm not here.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay. I was in the middle of talking to you, and you just kind of disappeared. So, I've got your new phone number here. I'm very sorry about the mistake. Just an honest mistake, but you've got a new phone number now.
How is it an honest mistake? I'm paying the bill on it.
Yeah, because it was an honest mistake. You still have a phone account with us. It's just going to have a different phone number from now on.
I have my phone number. I have to have my phone number. It's my business number. I set up a business for that reason, so you know how bad it looks. What if I just change your number out of the blue to AT&T?
Well, you couldn't do that because you don't work here. But
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there should be some kind of a compensation or something, or because you can't just hand a number out if I'm paying my bill and everything else. I can actually sue you for that because I'm making payments nonstop, and I don't cancel my line or anything like that. Y'all just change my number out of the blue.
Yeah, well, I can give you 20% off your next bill, but I've got your new phone number here if you'd like that.
No.
I want one more.
Well, you don't want your new phone number? Andy hung up. That's the best way to deal with me. Just hang up the phone. That'll make all the problems go away. Oh, hello?
Hello, this is Trisha. Can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's hard to hear you. This is Tim from U.S. Cellular. I was calling to let you know we changed your phone number today. This number, the 7 phone number, we've changed it to a new phone number.
Why would you be changing it? I don't have U.S. Cellular anymore.
I know, but originally you had U.S. Cellular, and we owned the lines, and we just, it was kind of an accident. It's a funny story, really, but I assigned your number to another customer.
Okay, but so, what I was saying, though, we paid the phone off and everything. Why would you change my number? That's a business phone number, and we have to have that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't anything personal. It's just an honest mistake. I just I was monkeying around in the old account, and I changed it, and then I tried to change it back, and then I ended up assigning it to a different customer.
Okay, but while I was asking, though, how could you actually assign our phone number to somebody else, and we don't even have USR. We ain't had USR in about 2 months.
Well, yeah, but we still own
another company.
We still own the phone line. You know, it's our phone number. You just ported it over to your new carrier.
Yeah, but we paid the phone off. They told me whenever we paid the phone off that you guys wouldn't own the phone number anymore. And we've had this number for, gosh, since 2012 or less.
Yeah. Well, that's how it's supposed to work. But I made a mistake. I was monkeying around in your old account, and I just. I messed up, and I changed your phone number. I'm very sorry about that.
So how could we get the phone number back? Because, I mean, it's a business phone number.
Oh,
we're going to lose all the customers for this.
Well, there's no way to get it back at this point, because you're not with us as a carrier anymore. So we can't really assign you a new number, because you're with a different carrier.
Okay, but I just don't want to show that. Is this the best number to call you back on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is my direct line here at my cubicle. Here in the call center. But, yeah.
And what was your name?
My name is Tim Henson.
Tim Henson.
Yep. Tim.
Okay. All right.
But ma'am, okay. I'm just, you know, do you accept my apology and everything? Because I didn't mean to do this.
I mean, I just think it's kind of ridiculous because, I mean, we've had this number since 2012 or less, and they told us when we did switch it over, when we paid the phone off and everything, that we would have the phone number. You know, when we paid the phone off and everything, they said that we'd own the phone number, not you guys.
Yeah, well, ideally, I mean, technically it works that way, but I was monkeying around in your account. I just picked your account at random as an account to monkey around in, and I just changed your number, and then I assigned your old phone number. After that, I was trying to give it back to you, and I accidentally assigned it to a new customer. She's a teenage girl. So there's going to be a teenage girl answering your phone from now on.
A what now?
There's going to be a teenage girl who's going to answer your phone from now on. It's her phone number. It's like her personal cell phone number.
Okay, and so when this happened? Did it happen today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just within the past 30 minutes, 40 minutes or so. Yeah, I was just monkeying around in your account, and, you know, it just kind of happened. I'm very sorry about that.
Okay, so can I speak to your manager or supervisor? I want to speak to them about it.
Oh, yeah, I can put Carol on. She's the floor supervisor here today.
Okay, I want to speak to her.
Okay, just a minute. Let me put you on hold, and I'll get Carol.
All right.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Yes. I was just wanting to speak to you about this. This is kind of ridiculous because he's telling me that he saw my phone over somebody else. Okay, well, we paid our phone off, and we decided we wanted to go with another carrier. We've had this phone number since 2012 or less. I mean, maybe less than that. And this is a business phone number. We've had our business since 2012.
Yeah.
And he's telling me that he accidentally assigned our phone number to somebody else. Well, they told us at USR once we paid the phone off that we automatically own the phone number, that we take, you know, if we transfer to another company, that's our business. But I want to know why he would assign our phone number to somebody else if we paid the phone off already.
That's Tim. That's Tim Henson. Tim Henson. He's kind of a he's kind of a fuck up. He's in training right now, and he doesn't know the computers. And he told me that he was monkeying around inside your account, and he changed. He was just messing in your account, and he changed your phone number, and he tried to get it back, but he inadvertently gave your phone number to a teenage girl.
Okay, so what can we do to get the number back? Because we're going to lose a lot of customers and a lot of calls over this.
Oh, no, just tell your customers you have a new number. I have the new number here. Would you like that?
Well, I mean, you can email it to me or you can text it to me or something, but I think my husband's going to be pretty upset about this because, I mean, like I said, we've had this phone number for a long time. I mean, we got to change our internet. We got like 4 or 5 trucks to have a wrap on it that says the phone number. We got all this stuff we got to change.
Yeah, it won't be that hard. You know, just cross it out, put a new number on there. Problem solved.
I mean, wraps cost a lot of money. I mean, we pay like $3,000 or more for our wrap on a truck, and then we just got it done not even 4 or 5 months ago.
Well, sounds like you're getting ripped off. You could probably get a cheaper price than that for a wrap. I mean, $3,000? What, are they plated in gold or something?
It's really fancy and all that, but, yeah. I mean, let me get mine out.
That's probably just what they tell you. You know, it's probably not really that fancy.
1 second. Let me get my phone here.
Okay.
What's the new number?
Your new phone number is area code 905-238-6161. It's area code 905. You don't have a 5 area code anymore. It's 905.
905?
Yeah, that's in Canada.
Why in the world would we have a Canada phone number? We don't even live in Canada.
It's Tim Henson. Tim Henson.
Okay, what?
If there's a way to fuck it up, Tim Henson's gonna fuck it up.
Okay, what was the phone number again?
Okay, it's area code 905. And then 238. Yep, 6185.
So 905-238-6185.
Uh-huh, yep. That's the one. That's your brand new phone number.
Okay, all right. I'll talk to my husband about this and see what he thinks, but I think we should have a local number because that's just crazy.
Well,
I never heard this happening.
Well, I mean, phone numbers aren't as important as they used to be. You know, you can have any phone number these days and people can call you on it. Like, phone numbers just don't matter.
Okay. All right. So, what was your name again?
My name is Carol.
Carol. Okay. All right. And what U.S. seller are you calling from?
I'm at the local store here in Tennessee.
In Tennessee? What part of Tennessee?
Why do you need to know that? You gonna come and start some shit?
Oh, no, it's not that. This I want to know. I'll make sure this is not all a scam. That's all.
Oh, no, it's not a scam. It's U.S. Cellular. How would it be a scam? We're not asking you for money. Like, we couldn't charge you money if we wanted to, because you're not a customer of ours. And she hangs up on me. Doesn't even say thank you.
She was very even-tempered, though, even though she was a little annoyed with the whole thing and how upset her husband's going to be. I wish I could have talked to the husband. That's who I needed to talk to, is the husband. And I'm looking up these numbers on 411.com. They don't seem to have...
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Tim from U.S. Cellular.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know of a small problem. We changed your phone number today. This 5464 number. You're not going to...
You didn't change my number.
Oh, yes, we did. We just now changed it. It should take effect within the next few minutes. It was an accident. It was an honest mistake. But, yep, you're going to have a brand new phone number from now on.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was in your account just now, and I changed your phone number, and I assigned it to somebody else.
I ain't got U.S. Cellular, so I don't know how you changed my number.
No, you used to have U.S. Cellular, and you ported your number over... But we still own the number itself.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, well, you'll see when people try to call you. Your old number is not going to work anymore. I'm very sorry about that, sir.
Okay, well, we'll have a problem then.
Okay, well, you're welcome for calling and letting you know.
Well, somebody better fix the problem, all I can tell you.
Well, you don't even seem to believe that there is a problem, so I don't think I can help you.
Well, I'll call just, my company, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, just call somebody on your phone, and you'll see that you have a different caller ID now. That's your new number.
I ain't got a new number.
Oh, yes, you do. You'll see. Call somebody.
Well, somebody better fix it back the way it was.
Well, don't yell at me, sir. I'm a trainee here. I didn't know what I was doing. I was in your account, and I accidentally changed your number. So, sorry.
That ain't going to cut it, dude.
Well, I don't know what else you expect me to do. You're not with U.S. Cellular anymore.
I'll go to U.S. Cellular, and I'll have them correct the problem.
Yeah, it's not going to happen because I've already reassigned it to somebody else. But as I was saying, 411.com doesn't seem to have the most updated records with, who the current carrier is. So it'll tell me who the original carrier was. Sometimes it'll tell me a carrier after the original carrier, but it seems like it's almost always wrong at this point. I don't know if there's a better source out there these days. It kind of sucks that it's always wrong now.
Jim.
Hello?
That's Jim.
Oh, hey, Jim. This is Tim from Verizon Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we accidentally changed your phone number today. So this 999 number, it's not going to work anymore.
Bullshit.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was an honest mistake on my part.
Well, you mean it ain't going to work anymore?
It's been reassigned to somebody else. So somebody else is going to be answering that number starting in about 10 minutes.
No, you ain't gonna do that. I'll have my wife call Verizon. It's in her name, so.
Correct, yeah.
I'll let her handle it.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, neither one of you are gonna be able to get the number back, though, is what I'm saying. You got a brand new phone number. I've already done it. It was just kind of a mistake, but I've got your new number here.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Man, you are full of shit.
Why do you say that?
There's no way, dude. You're calling from a 465-6969.
Correct.
Yeah, you ain't calling me from Verizon.
That's the customer service number. Why wouldn't you believe that? What's that?
That's going to be Verizon.
Correct, yes. Call it back and you'll get Verizon.
Okay. You probably need a credit card or something now, right?
No, this is not a scam, sir. I'm calling to let you know that we changed your phone number, and that's all there is to it. We've got your new phone number here. There's no charge.
No charge? What about the aggravation?
What aggravation are you referring to?
I ain't going to argue what you do.
Well, I'm not looking for an argument. I'm just calling to let you know your number's changed. Okay.
All right, ass leader. I'll talk to you.
Ass leader? Did you just call me an ass leader?
Okay. No, I called you an ass eater.
Oh, an ass eater. Well, okay, that's accurate.
Yeah, don't.
Or my name isn't Tim Henson.
Yeah, don't be Tim Henson. don't be talking about my Kentucky slang I got going on here now. You heard me.
Oh, I wasn't. You're the one that brought that up. But as long as you've brought it up, holy shit, I can barely understand you.
No shit. Well, understand this. You can't give his number to somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we can. We're the phone company.
How big an old boy are you anyway? You need an ass whooping.
Oh, that was a good one. Did you come up with that all by yourself?
How big an old boy are you?
You
need some pop nods knocked on your head or what?
Yeah, I'd like to see you try.
Yeah, hell, I'll give it to you, boy. You don't know who you're messing with, man.
Sound like I'm messing with a stupid redneck.
Sometimes I get that way. I won't deny it.
But anyway, your phone number is changed. Just call somebody, and they'll see your caller ID on there, since you're not going to believe me and take it from me.
Okay, my friend.
All right. Hey, listen. All right. I love you.
See you, bud.
I love you.
I know you do. I know you do, man.
Well, do you love me?
Everybody loves me. You can't help but love me, dude.
But
everybody loves me.
Do you love me, though?
Somebody else.
Do you love me?
Hey, can you? let me ask you a question. How can I get a number, four-digit number, Ben, you're going to change my number. Can mine be 6969?
Oh, no, that's reserved for phone company call centers. Sorry.
Oh, I need 969.
No, we've reserved all of the 6969s for us.
All right, man.
That's how we like it here at Verizon Wireless. All right, bye, honey. Love you, bye. I think at this point, Certain Coat is definitely staying unsubscribed. Nobody's getting angry anymore. They're just making fun of me. Damn it, damn it, damn it. I'm going to make a few more calls before I give up for the day. We'll get Certain Coat back. I'm sure of it.
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, this is Tim from Comcast.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know that we changed your phone number today. This 94 number, it's changed to a brand new phone number.
You changed my phone number?
Yeah, yep. It was kind of an accident. Kind of a funny story, really, if you think about it. But I won't bore you with the details. I was in your account monkeying around, and I changed your phone number to a brand new phone number.
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's already done. Yeah, it's been...
What do you mean? What do you mean my phone number's changed?
This old number of yours, this 94 number, it's been reassigned to somebody else. It belongs to somebody else now.
It can't, man.
Yeah, I accidentally reassigned it. I accidentally changed it, and then I was trying to fix my mistake, and... in the process, I assigned it to a new customer.
Well, you're going to have to take it back because this has been my same number since back in 2008. I'm not accepting that, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, it's there's no reason to get all attached emotionally to your phone number. It's just a phone number. You're just going to have a new phone number. That's all.
Bullshit! I ain't getting a new number. You're not changing my number, dude.
Well, I already did change it, and I assigned it to a new customer. It was just
I'm going to call Sprint right now and tell them that you're not changing my number.
Well, it was an honest mistake, okay?
I don't care about your honest mistake. This is not going to work, dude. This has been my same fucking number ever since 2004, and I'm not accepting this.
Well, phone numbers don't really matter anymore. You know, you'll have a new phone number. It'll be good for you because the telemarketers will probably lay off for a little while until they figure out your new number. Like, it's a good thing if you think about it.
No, it's not a good thing because I've been in service in the Indianapolis area since 2008, brother. What's your name?
My name is Tim Henson.
And who are you with, Tim?
I was Sprint. The Sprint Comcast Corporation. And it's not a big deal. I'm in training is the thing, and I was just monkeying around in your account, and I just hit a wrong button somewhere. I don't even know what I did, to be honest.
Well, Tim, I advise you to change my number back over to the same number it is, because this ain't going to work with me. I go through a tree service underneath this account ever since 2003, brother.
I thought it was 2008. Now the story changes.
It's been every bit. I've been in business in the same fucking phone number, and I am not changing my name.
Well, you don't
or
have to,
this number.
You don't have
got
to,
me?
You don't have to curse at me, sir. I'm a Christian.
Well, I tell you why. I am cursing at you because you're not changing my number.
No, I've already changed it. I have your new phone number here if you'd like that.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, people aren't going to be able to call you unless they have your new phone number. Because this 94 number, it goes to someone else now. And
I'm not very happy about this, dude.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm so sorry. It's an honest mistake.
No, it ain't an honest mistake because I'm going to go get a hold of your fucking boss, dude, and I'm going to find out why this just happened.
Oh, Carol won't take your attitude. She's my boss.
Well, I don't care about your attitude. You ain't got no reason to change my fucking phone number, dude.
Okay, well, just remember, when you call your old number, I've reassigned that to a teenage girl, so don't be cursing at her. She's underage, okay?
I'll tell you what. I'm driving right now, first of all, and you ain't got no right to change my phone number.
Okay, well, I don't think you're supposed to be driving and talking on your cell phone at the same time. There's probably laws against that.
Well, there should be laws against you changing my phone number.
Yeah, well, there's not. We own the phone number. You're just paying us for the right to use it.
And I've been paying on it ever since back, way, way back, dude. You can't. Yeah, there's going to be so many people call that number on her, dude. It's just through tree service. It's been service ever since.
She's going to get annoyed.
You don't get it.
I hope she doesn't start, you know, like, pretending she is the tree service and messing with your customers. You know how teenagers are. But, like, I'm not a joke, sir. You're going to have to change your advertisements, I guess. Change your business cards or whatever. It's not a big deal. It's a new beginning for you. A new start. That's all. You know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, I really am sorry.
I'm calling Sprint as soon as I get back there at the office here. I'm calling Sprint, and I'm going to find out what can be done about this, bro.
Oh, nothing can be done. I've already reassigned your number, and I've already assigned you a brand new phone number. So,
I'm not accepting that, so I don't know what you're talking about.
There's just pretty much nothing you can do at this point. I'm so sorry. It's honest mistake. I'm in training.
Who are you with? Who are you, anyhow?
My name is Tim Henson. I'm a known fuck up at the office. I admit that, but I just don't know the computers that well. I'm not really computerly inclined.
Then you shouldn't be in your job right now. Then
I know, but I'm in training. You know, I'm getting better.
I don't care about your training, dude.
Well, you asked. So you don't want your new office.
I'm calling your office.
Okay, you can call my office. That's fine. I can put Carol on for you if you want, but she's going to tell you the same thing.
Yeah, I'd like for you to put your supervisor on here right at this moment, dude, because I'm not accepting your fucking information.
All right. Well, I can let me put you on hold.
Transfer me over to your supervisor right now, please.
Hopefully she's available. Please hold, sir.
Please wait. Your call is being transferred to the next available agent.
Carol. Carol.
Suck a polar bear's funky ass.
There's an asshole on the phone.
Suck a ducky shitty
line
ass.
5.
Suck a male candlestick of hoisin sauce.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Carol.
Yes?
You're one of your guys that switched one of my phone numbers here and says that he switched it over to a different person. And I'm not accepting this.
Oh, yeah, that's Tim. He told me about that. He was said he was monkeying around inside your account for no reason, basically. He was just practicing.
Well, he has no reason to be in my account, so you need to be switching my number back over.
Yeah, he was just practicing. You know, he's not very good with computers. I told him just to get into some accounts and monkey around and you know, get the hang of it. But, yeah, I didn't expect him to change your number. I'm so sorry about that, sir.
Then you need to change it back, ma'am.
Well, the thing is, Tim already reassigned your phone number to a teenage girl, it looks like.
So who cares?
So that's going to be her phone number now. It's already hers. She's already taking calls on it.
I'm not accepting this. I'm going to call. I've been a service with Sprint ever since. For a long time, and I think what's going to happen is I'm going to call and cancel your asses off of this because this is bullshit, man.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
What's my new number, ma'am?
Oh, the new phone number? It's area code
618.
Yeah, it's a Southern Illinois number.
I think you need to get a hold of Sprint.
No, it's just, I mean, we are Sprint. It's just that Tim.
I don't think you are, because you actually called contact to me and then you changed my number. So you don't know what you're doing with nothing. So I'm going to go ahead and call Sprint right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Find out what's up.
We'd give you your old number back, but the Tim Henson, he reassigned it to a teenage girl, and she's already given it to her friends.
I don't care about that.
Well, yeah, but she's already given it out.
Honestly, this must be a prank call.
Why would you say that, sir? Like, what makes you think this is a prank?
Because you got no reason to be calling me like you are right now and harassing me with this new number bullshit, because I've been in service for a long time, so obviously this is a prank.
Well, it's not harassment, sir. We're just calling to let you know about the mistake, and I told Tim he needed to apologize to you. Did he apologize?
I'm not accepting your apology. What's part of this you don't get?
Well, that kind of makes you an asshole then, you know? Like, he apologized.
It makes you a fucking bitch.
Well, hey, there's no reason to be like that.
Can't believe he would call Carol a bitch. Wasn't even her fault. It was all Tim Henson's fault.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Tim Henson. I'm with Verizon Wireless.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know we made a small mistake on your phone account here. We've changed your phone number to a brand new phone number. So you're not going to have this old 0 number anymore. It's been changed to a new phone number.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I know. Sorry?
And how do I know you're with Verizon Wireless?
I don't know why you wouldn't trust me, I guess.
You have not identified yourself in any way that would make me think you were.
Yeah, I said I'm Tim Henson with Verizon Wireless. What the fuck more do you want?
Wow, that's very professional of a Verizon employee.
See, there you go. That proves it. I'm with Verizon. So anyway, I'm just calling to apologize about the phone number thing. There's not much we can do at this point. I have your new number here if you want it, or you can just call somebody that has caller ID and they'll see your new phone number.
Huh. So what number did you call me at?
Well, I called you on your new phone number.
Which is?
Okay, your new phone number. You're being kind of rude, sir. Your new phone number is...
No, you're being rude to me. You just cursed at me on the phone after you're claiming that you made a mistake.
Well, I did make a mistake. I wouldn't claim that I made a mistake if I didn't make a mistake. I'm not really proud of what I've done here. I apologize, and you're just giving me an attitude.
Okay, so what's the new number then?
Okay, it's area code 312. That's a Chicago area code.
That doesn't work. You can't do that. That won't work for me. I have a business that I run.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter which area code you're in. You know, area codes don't really have a whole lot of meaning these days.
Sure it does, because I have tons of people and clients that have that number, and I have to work with them, and they're used to working with me at that number. So
right.
How did my number just get given away?
Well, I'm in training right now. I was just kind of in your account monkeying around, and I wasn't supposed to make changes, but I did. And your number got assigned to a new customer.
Okay, so you're saying that my new number is what?
Okay, it's area code 312. I've tried to tell you twice now. 312.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you hadn't been monkeying around in my account, maybe there's a problem.
Okay, well, I was just practicing. You know, I'm in training. I'm trying to get the hang of the computers here. I was attempting to just completely abandon that call when I started cursing at him, but he didn't hang up, so I just kept going with it. And there you go. He just hung up on me.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Tim Henson. I'm with Frontier. Hello?
Hello? Yes?
I just called to let you know I changed your phone number. And you have a new phone number now. So this old 86 number, it doesn't work anymore. You've got a brand new phone number.
No, I want my 86. Who's this?
My name is Tim Henson. I'm a customer service representative here at Frontier. And
oh, no, no, no. 866 has been the same phone number for 40 years. I have to have that phone number.
Oh, no, it's too late. I changed it by accident. And
no, 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 ma'am. No, no. That is the phone number. No.
I know it's a... Ma'am, it was an accident. I didn't mean to change it.
Get it back for me then. Absolutely not. There is going to be a problem. I'm going to get my lawyer involved. That is in the same.
Oh.
This is a it's a business phone number.
Okay, well, it was an honest mistake. I didn't mean to change it. You know, it just kind of happened. I was monkeying around in your account.
This must be a joke because this is a business phone number.
No, it's not a joke, ma'am. I'm very sorry. I was trying to change it back, and I accidentally assigned it to a different customer, so it's already
been... Then you get it off that customer's phone number, or we're going to court, because that's been the same phone number for 40 years.
Okay, ma'am, you can stop yelling and stop being racist. I'm just trying to let you know about...
What do you mean racist? I'm not being racist. There hasn't been a racist word come out of my mouth.
Yeah, but you're... Just your attitude... I'm just...
Well, it is an attitude. You changed a business phone number.
I know, and I'm very sorry about that. I have your new phone number here if you'd like that.
I don't want my new phone number. I want that phone number.
Okay, well, you're being kind of childish, ma'am. It was an honest mistake. So I can call her racist, but I can't call her childish, apparently. That makes her hang up on me.
Yes?
I just want to ensure that you don't call your old number. Because it's been reassigned to somebody else, and they have a private number, so you're
not... Then you reassign it, because we're going to court, and I'm suing you, because that's a business phone number. If that's a private line, and they're just personal, then you reassign it back to me.
Oh, no, it's a private number, and you're not supposed to have it, so don't be calling that number and hassling
well,
them over this.
I'm absolutely going to be calling it, because you gave a business phone number away.
Yeah, but it's not their fault. It's my fault. So, you know, don't
bother... Then you fix it.
Okay, well, I can't fix it, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I wish I could, but I just can't.
Don't you get me? Then I want your boss. Put your boss on the phone.
All right. I can put Carol on, but I think she's probably going to tell you the same thing.
Then put your boss on the phone.
Okay. Just a minute. Let me see if she's available.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Carol. I'm the supervisor here at Frontier.
What's the thing?
896. Hello?
So this guy is calling me and telling me the phone number that we've had for 40 years that is a business that he gave to somebody else?
Correct. Yeah, that's Tim. He's in training right now. And he's not that great on the computer, so
my daughter's calling me on that phone number now, so I don't know who this is.
Okay, no,
but if I backtrack you...
Ma'am, it takes a few minutes for it to go through, so it's going to work for a little
bit.
Can
you stop it right now, because it's a business phone number, and then we're going to go to court.
Ma'am, can you please...
So you unstop it, and you get my phone number back, because it's a business line.
Okay, there's no reason to be racist, ma'am.
What the hell are you talking about racist? What are you talking about?
You're just being very racist, and I don't appreciate it. I'm just trying to...
Oh, that's got to be the new thing. Tell people that they have a racist attitude. They're not saying anything racist. They just have a very racist attitude. Okay, so I think that's going to do it for today. I think I'm done with these. Hopefully, I have accomplished my goal of making Certain Coat a subscriber again, or at least somebody that checks in every once in a while. You know, I should make some sort of a tagging system on the posts for the prank calls, or just use the WordPress tags or something, I guess. But, you know, make tags for, like, angry calls and confused calls, surreal calls, very uncomfortable cashier call, having to deal with my weird shit. I don't know, maybe I should come up with something like that. Wouldn't be that hard to do, really, but then I'd probably spend days tagging all the old shows with things. I don't know. But, you know, that way you could skip over all the shows that aren't angry and just listen to the ones that are. Maybe. I don't know. Thanks, hopefully, to Tim Henson for not getting too upset with me for using his name in my prank calls. I've done it before, and he hasn't seemed to have a problem with it. Maybe if I encourage everybody to go listen to his podcast at distortedview.com, that will keep him happy and stop him from retaliating against me. It's a very good show. I have been a listener for a really, really long time, and you should too over at distortedview.com. He does weird news stories, and I don't know, if you like me, you'll probably like Tim Henson. There's quite a bit of crossover between our listeners. As I've mentioned before, I think I mentioned that on the last show, didn't I? Anyway, let's listen to some voicemails and end this show.
Brad, I'm pissed off.
Oh, no.
Of winter 2019, issue 16, Phone Loser Monthly, with Corbin Guy Nude Centerfold. I opened it up. There's no Corbin Guy Nude Centerfold.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? I'm sure that Customs took it. That nude centerfold was totally
What's
in there.
What's going on? Oh, by the way, it's John from the UK.
Hey, John.
Enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, sorry that Customs screwed you over like that. Everybody else that I sent a zine out to, they're enjoying their Corbin Guy nude centerfold. It's very sexy, very hairy.
Hi, this is Ray Palpatine.
Hey.
I'm just curious on your thoughts for the new Star Wars movie. I love your show, thanks, bye.
My thoughts on the new Star Wars movie. You know what? Fuck Star Wars. What are you watching Star Wars for? Get some better taste in movies, you fucking idiot kid. Star Wars is garbage. It always has been. Even those stupid movies from the 70s and 80s, those were garbage. Star Wars is dumb. It's all about the Star Trek. You gotta watch some of that Star Trek. Watch some Next Generation or some Star Trek Voyager. That's what I like to watch.
Hey man, Trump did not trademark or copyright Make America Great Again.
Oh, he didn't?
Hell no. He stole that from Ronald Reagan.
Oh, okay.
That's how much of a piece of shit our impeached president is.
That's right. But, I mean, he could have copyrighted it, right? I'm just assuming those hat guys know what they're talking about. Even if he stole it from someone else, he's the one that did the copyright on
it. He made up his own phrase.
Yeah.
And he takes credit for it, like he made up the shit.
Fuck you, Trump.
And he didn't make any America any great again.
Well, you know what? That's your opinion. I think he's doing a great job.
Hello, Rory. This is I'm ignoring some. I think it's some place called Canada. And I am currently on Discord. Discord, say something.
Aha, your Discord sucks. Oh, wait, no,
okay,
they said something.
Please play the Snowflower Show. I'm looking forward for it.
Yeah, this is great.
I think the next show probably will be after Christmas. So I'm looking forward to hearing another show. Alexa, hang up.
Wow, he called me with his Amazon device thingy, which I won't say the name of, just to put Discord on the phone with me. That was weird. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hola, Brad. It's Christine calling you from downtown LA.
Hey, Christine.
All right, so episode 598 at 5738. You're trying to stifle science. That's really all I got. All right, see ya. Oh,
what?
Wait, no. No pan, no pan.
You're making fun of me for saying stifling science? Look, I was angry at the lady trying to stifle science. I can't think of my words when I'm angry. I'm just in a blind rage. That's what this whole show is about today, being angry. That's my excuse. I was angry, and that's why I said stifling science. I couldn't think of a better word at the time, and I can't right now either. By the way, Christine, thank you for the Christmas gift you sent. I posted that on twitter.com/phonelosers a while back. She sent me a painting of me with a Bernadette on my shoulders and a cactus on either side of me. It's beautiful. It's hanging up on my bulletin board right now. I love it. Best thing
Hello.
Ever.
Hello, this is Krad Barter from Phone Winners of Russia.
Hey,
I want you to know that I am going to destroy your network and crush it.
Oh, fuck.
Like the weak Americans you are. That is all. Happy holidays.
Another one of these other countries trying to crush our prank call network. Whatever will we do?
Hey, Brad. Fish Taco here.
Hey,
great
Fish
job
Taco.
Lately. Shows are awesome.
Thanks.
Keeping me laughing. And just wanted to call a fix.
All right, I think he got in a car wreck or something. That's what he sounds like when he gets in a car wreck in mid-voicemail. Thanks for the voicemail. Hope you survived and everything.
Hey, Brad. Dave from Australia.
Hey, Dave.
Just ringing to say that how much I'm looking forward to episode 666 of the Snowfire Show.
Oh, yeah.
Considering you're up to 601 at the moment,
you're
I'm
wrong.
Predicting that maybe.
Oh, wait, no, no, you're not wrong, because I'm playing an old voicemail right now. This is from December 18th. So, yeah, was it 601 or 602 or something at that
around
point?
Around Valentine's Day in 2021.
I'm prove you wrong.
You do roughly one episode a week.
Bullshit. I do two episodes a week. I've just had a bad couple of weeks, and this week I am doing two episodes. This is my second one, but I kind of didn't do a hobo-sode. I was going to do a hobo-sode today, but then I saw that Reddit post by Certain Coat, and I had to prove him wrong. I had to get some people angry on an unhidden show so he could hear it.
I heard my voicemail back on episode 601, where I talk about how on episode 599, my phone number was played on air when you replayed something where I spoke about the neighbor, which I'm sure you got no clue what it's about. Anyway, go back and listen to the voicemail.
No.
And if I'm not right, I'll donate $20 to your favorite charity, which if it's Dwight, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, it's Dwight. Please.
Anyway, all the best for Christmas. Take care. Stay bright.
PayPal.me/DwightPCN. I think that's it. Just assume that you're wrong and just send Dwight some money. Or, you know, get some stickers. Buy some stickers from me.
Hi, Roy. It's me, Natalia Sarai from Mother Russia.
You sound really worn out, Natalia.
Or, I think they call it North Carolina now.
Yeah, same thing.
Hi, Crimson. How are you?
I hear your country over there is getting ready to take over my prank call network.
I think we're neighbors.
Machine.
Well, Roy, I love the show, but this voicemail is not for you. There was a guy that called in, I think, on 602, and he said, like, he just went through, like, a breakup or something, and he sounds so sad.
Yeah.
Like,
guy.
I hope he's doing better, because that guy legit sounded pretty sad.
You sound pretty sad right now, that. Natalia.
Like, when I listened to it, I was like, man, is that guy okay? So, hey, guy that got went through the breakup. Hope
it happens.
You're doing okay. But also, Roy.
Man up, motherfucker.
Thank you for all of your shows. Have a great day. Love you. Hugs and kisses.
Won't be the last time. Yeah, I hope he's doing good, too. I'm sure he's fine. Christmas is over. His New Year's resolution can be to find somebody else and move on with his life, I guess.
Hey, Brad. It's Carol from Roy, New Mexico.
Hey, Carol.
Look, you know, it's been a few years since we last spoke, and I've got some news that I feel like I finally have to share with you.
You had a kid.
You have a son.
Yep.
It's our son. We had it together. I didn't want to break the news to you earlier, because frankly, I think you'd be a bad role model, a bad father, but it's time you got more involved in your
son's
life.
Not the first time I've been told that.
Anyways, I'm going to be hitting you up for some back child support, so just look for that envelope in the mail and send it back with the money.
Okay.
We'll introduce you soon. You're going to like your
I'll pay you in PLA stickers.
Take care. Bye.
How's that? That seems fair, right?
Hey, Brad. It's Patrick from Illinois.
Hey, Patrick.
And what a great Christmas gift we got. A 2-hour-plus show on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Three, if you were listening live.
Because you've been so generous, I'm going to be generous to you. And I have a list here. A list of about 40 or 50 great prank call ideas that I'm going to rip up.
Oh,
you
nice.
Hear that? I'm ripping up the ideas.
Thank you so much.
All 50 ideas, 50 plus prank call ideas.
That's better than leaving them on the voicemail.
Because that's your Christmas gift.
It's very you nice.
You're the host.
Very nice
We're
of you.
We're the listeners. All right, Brad, have a merry, merry Christmas.
No, I appreciate the ideas, everybody. And I try to use the ideas that people give me, but just, you know, on the voicemails. I'm not going to be writing them down. I got too much shit going on here.
Hi, RBCP. Mike Collins from Belize.
Hey.
Christmas Day. And I just call to wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's great.
And a happy and prosperous New
Thank you.
Year. Right now, I don't know my ass from my elbow. I guess I'm on my 12th Corona.
12 coronas.
But at least you're on my mind, so I give you a call to wish you Merry Christmas.
It's a drunk dial,
anyway,
everyone.
Anyway, I'm sorry if I ever offended you in any way in the past. But in the future for 2020, let us be friends.
All right, we're friends now. We're
so
best friends.
Wishing you a happy and prosperous
Well, now you're just repeating yourself.
Alan Prady, if you are listening to this message.
Who?
The same goes out to you, Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady. Yeah.
Love you all. Mike, Belize.
Well, I think that's bullshit that you're sharing the love with Lunch Lady. I should get it all to myself.
What's up, dude? I'm calling from the western half of the United States of America. Just okay. Wanted you to know that on Google Voice settings, if you enable Do Not Disturb, it will turn off all ringing and go straight to voicemail.
Oh, shit.
Keep kicking ass. Cactus, cactus.
I was not aware of that. Let's try and do that right now. Enable Do Not Disturb. Is that here on the main page somewhere? No, I don't see it. Oh, there it is. It's in the options. Turn off message forwarding and send calls to voicemail. There. Merry Christmas, everyone. If all goes well, you shouldn't have to listen to five rings anymore when you call into the voicemail line. Here, let me try it right now.
You've reached the Phone Losers of America voicemail
Holy
box.
Shit!
Any messages?
That was exactly zero rings. That's amazing. Thank you for telling me how to do that. I really should mess around on my options more often.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I swear to God.
Got an idea for
me? My neighbor thinks that I just caused, like, permanent harm to her house. Her car got towed away, right? But they towed the wrong car. Like, I guess it was supposed to be, like, another neighbor.
Oops.
And so she suddenly thought, because I and, like,
must be Royco towing, right?
Train calls, and, like, a long time ago, but, like, I listened to them. She somehow thought that I had, like, called up the towing company and said to them, oh, no, I need you to tow a different car, like, a street down or something, or, like, confuse them. So I had to, like, tell her. I'm like, it wasn't me. I wasn't even home. I don't know, man. I just
That's
totally,
pretty weird.
First thing that went off in my head, I'm like, does Brad know where I live? Oh, my God, did Brad do this? Like,
yeah,
and my brain,
that's what
like,
I'm doing.
I don't know why I thought about
that. I'm stalking
that,
Gloria.
Did you call my neighbor?
Better watch out.
Be honest.
Yep, it was totally me. Sorry about that, Gloria. It was hilarious. Maybe I'll play the prank on the show one of these days.
What up, Brad? It's Chris calling from Michigan.
Hey, Chris.
So I was listening to the voicemails from your last show. Mm. I understand that, obviously from calling, that when the voicemail line just rings and rings, doesn't go straight
not
to
anymore.
Voicemail. If you're using Google Voice, all you have to do is just enable Do
Wait,
Not Disturb mode.
Did I
And
play
once you have
this
that enabled
already?
On Google Voice.
Shit, okay. I think maybe I forgot to delete that one because I was so excited, or maybe that's another person telling me the same thing on the same show. That's pretty weird. And holy shit, I'm almost caught up on voicemails. This is amazing. There's only seven left.
Hi, Roy. It's Natalia Sarai again from Mother Russia.
Two voicemails from you.
I have a prank request.
But it's okay. That other one was really old. This one is from this week.
I'm not going to leave it on the voicemail like a hobo.
Oh, thanks, Natalia.
I'm not sure if I sent it to the right email. I sent it to the show at snowplowshow.com.
Yeah, that's the best place.
Snowplowshow.com.
Anything show related.
So if that's the right email, please look at it.
I will.
If not,
I promise.
Let me know what email to send it to so I can forward that email.
Okay, yeah, that one works. Pretty much any email I think that I've ever given out on the show is a valid email. They all go to the same place. So you people that like to copy everything over to every email that you have for me just to make sure I get it, I am getting your email like five times. Cut it out.
Hey,
but yes, Natalia, you're correct. It's a show at snowplowshow.com. That's the best place to send things.
This is Brad.
Hey,
calling
hey, Brad.
From North Carolina. But isn't it interesting to think, I'm 45 years old.
We're like twins.
Around the same age. But isn't it interesting to think, do you remember in school when you did the tornado drills and get against the wall and
yeah,
tuck
those were
your
the days.
And all that stuff? Was that not really like Cold War drills? Like,
oh, yeah, I'm
like,
sure it was.
Whatever.
They would send us to the basement. I think we had earthquake drills and then we had tornado drills. Wait, no, earthquake drills were where we got underneath our desks. But we had this other drill where we had to go to the basement and put our hands over our heads, get up against the wall, wait for the nuclear blast to rip across the town. Our school was made out of brick and it actually had one of those radiation symbols on the side that said fallout shelter or whatever. I don't see how it could be a fallout shelter really because it's just a normal basement that's sticking up a few feet out of the ground.
Anyway, just got thinking about that and thought, you're about the same age I am. Probably pushing 30-second mark. and I've been drinking, so I'll let it go now.
No, you did all right. Love you, Brad. 46 seconds, that's acceptable. Thanks for reminding me of our nuclear war drills back in grade school.
Hi, Brad. This is Brad from New York.
What the hell? Everybody's named Brad.
We have the same name.
It's crazy.
I love your show.
We're like twins.
And so does my wife.
Are you also 45?
I find that part of it disturbing.
Why do you sound so depressed? Did you just suffer a major breakup?
Anyhow.
Like the other guy?
Boy. Say hi to Steve, Dave.
All right, don't do it.
That son of a bitch.
Don't pull the trigger. Life is worth living. You matter. You'll be fine, okay?
Hey, Brad. Fine. It's Mr. Taco.
Hey, Mr. Taco. How's the liver?
To say Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year.
Thanks.
It's been a long time since I've called.
I know.
But I have not stopped listening. So keep up the good work. And we need more shows, darn it, because I'm starting to go on blanks of time where we don't have shows.
Yeah, it sucks.
And it makes me sad.
I need to start releasing those old shows again. You know, the old ones, like I promised I would do, but I only got 3 shows in. I should do that next week to kind of fill the extra space. All right, 2 voicemails left.
Hey, Brad, it's James from Vancouver.
Hey, James.
I think a great idea is to tell people that Australia is burning right now, and Royco is going to go to their home and reroute their water, because they've selected to be a part in a very gratuitous donation program. Save the planet.
Save the Australians.
They're going to reroute their water.
Yeah.
Royco is going to help them out.
To Australia.
Save Australia.
That's how water works,
or,
I think.
In the next California wildfire, which you're probably going to be in the middle of, save it for them. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just tell someone you're going to steal their water.
Rerouting their water.
For a better cause.
I could just reroute their water to the rich neighborhoods.
So this is Ryan in Digital. I just woke up from my charging station.
Hey, Mr. Sleepyhead.
I woke up, the phone rang, and I picked up, and it was a recording of Donald Trump, and I just kind of...
There is way too much Donald Trump in today's voicemails. I don't like it.
But I hung up because I was too tired to deal with it.
Yeah.
So anyways, I wanted to clarify something about prank calling from payphone.
All right, hurry the fuck up.
The only payphone I've ever had disconnect my call
long.
Abruptly was that Signal Hill payphone. All the other payphones, I've never had a problem with them, like, cutting out on me or anything. If I use the cheap payphones, the ones that only cost 50 cents, they actually let me stay on for a pretty long amount of time before I have to put in money. Usually I can get people to hang up before then. And, like, there was this one prank call I did on National Dance Day, which is a thing. I called this movie theater, and I was like, I'm going to come in now with my 300 of my dance troupe, and we're going to dance up and down all the way over. They just, like, didn't react at all. And I just kept having to put in quarters. It was the more expensive payphone. So I kept having to put in quarters. It was, like, 15-minute call, and it sucks. And I spent, like, $10.
Why don't you just Skype?
But usually that doesn't happen. Usually I can get pretty funny calls.
Skype.
And I like it, too, because by spending money like that, it's an incentive to make the call good.
That's
it's exciting.
Okay.
You're standing there in the cold or whatever. It's stupid, but all prank calling is stupid, and it's all fun. All prank calls are fun and stupid. Okay, bye.
It's true. Yeah, I should make all of my prank calls from payphones. I did one episode of the Hobosodes from a payphone last year or something. That was kind of fun, even though it sounded like garbage. But that was just that payphone. It was on a highway and stuff. So, okay, that was the very last voicemail. Show's over. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Jim Dusky, Economy Lunch, Philia, I Regret Jumping, and Effin' Reality. You guys make all of this stuff possible. You keep the shows happening. And if you'd like to be a supporter of the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support for other options, other sites you can use. Hopefully this show was successful in convincing Certain Coat not to leave yet. Probably not. You know, it's like one show out of all the other shows where people don't get angry. But you know what? I tried. I did my best. Hopefully it was good enough. Let's end today's show with some angry music. Here's some Lonely Island. They're the angriest musical group I know.
I'll punch you in the jeans. I'll punch you in the jeans. This is not a case of men versus machines.
You think that you're safe? Thought you got away clean?
I'll roll up on you smooth and punch you in the jeans.
Got my fist clenched. Gonna throw a haymaker. Rocking your slacks from here to Jamaica. Shaking your boots cause I'm the earthquaker. Bringing those jeans round here was a mistake.
I got a vendetta. It's against your jeans. Gonna put my knuckles up against the seams. They could be on your legs or on the clothesline, but when I see the zipper and claw, it's go time.
And I'm zeroed in, I got the tunnel vision.
Gonna cover you in shit like a ton of pigeons.
Man, I hate your jeans. I'm gonna bruise that denim.
It really doesn't matter as long as you're in on.
You're a bunch of jeans. We said it before. Best believe this is not a metaphor. Better watch your back, cause we're on the creek. And we won't stop till your jeans are 6 feet deep. Man, I'll murder your jeans. I'll feed them to the fishes. Here's what I'd do if I had three wishes. Punch your jeans on all three counts. It would bring me satisfaction in large amounts.
If I had three wishes, I would do the same. We see eye to eye in this jean punch game. Yeah. I'd lay them in a field where there's chemical spraying, but I'd punch them first.
Yo, that goes without saying. Yeah. Acid wash pleats or a nifty cuff. It's just another jean for my fist to stuff.
Throwing fisticuffs, eat pants like back lunches. Jeans pronounced dead.
Cause of death?
Heck of punches.
Yo, we'll punch your jeans. We said it before. Best believe this is not a metaphor. You got something to say, we got the proper retorts. Beat your jeans so bad that they wish they were shorts.
Gonna revise your Levi's with physical harm. Put divots in the rivets with my physical arm.
Gonna beat those jeans, wanna dip them in slime. Turn your 501s into 499s.
When I punch a jean, I like to imagine a face. The fly is the nose and the balls are the base of the face.
You got taste and it shows, my man.
God damn, your jean brand got me throwing my hand.
Gonna go back in time, find the man who made jeans, and choke him to death, if you know what I mean.
Yo, I know what you mean, so keep your jeans on the hush. I'll break out, or you get one brush.
Yo, a bunch of jeans, we said it before. Best believe this is not a metaphor. So take off your jeans and reverse the curse, cause we the best jean punchers in the universe.
It really doesn't matter as long as you're in on it.
No, you don't monkey around with phone numbers and get my number sent somewhere else, period.